Think about the ramifications it could have, though, if you lied to them about Santa Claus. And, you know, I'm serious. People do use Santa Claus. Atheists do use Santa Claus against Christians. They do. And the Bible says in Proverbs 12:22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. So what do people that don't believe, what are they going to proclaim? Santa Claus. That's foolishness, isn't it?
Yeah.
That some fat white guy can go around the world in one night and give everybody presents down the tree and give coal to all the bad kids. I mean, that's a lot of people to visit, right? Santa Claus also promotes a works-based salvation to children, which is a lie also. If you're good, you get put on the list and you get presents from him, right? If you're a good boy, right? Who's heard that before? Everybody, right? He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. That's pretty creepy. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. I mean, who doesn't know that song? But, you know, and if you're bad, you get coal. Or Krampus comes to visit you and does whatever. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, steals you. But isn't that what it is? It's like, let's replace the free gift of God's grace, the free gift of salvation, with a works-based, you better be good for goodness sake, because Santa Claus is coming to town. You're not going to get any presents if you're not good. You know, because aren't you earning that gift then?
Yeah, you are.
Isn't that just totally the opposite of what the Bible teaches about salvation?
Right.
Is that, you know, that's what people think when we go to people's doors. What do they think? Oh, I just got to be a good person. I got to live a good life. I got to be a good, you know, I got to do good to my neighbor, follow after Jesus. And they just list all the works that they think that they have to do to be saved. But what's the Bible teach? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen.
So God's grace is not given to us because of if we're a good boy or girl or not.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. The good doesn't outweigh the bad. But see, that's what the world wants you to think. That's what we're trained from the from a child to believe in. Why do you think so many people believe it? Even kids believe it. Because I honestly think that it's possible that Santa Claus and the Christmas story could be almost 100% responsible for why people believe in a works-based salvation. I mean, I can't prove that. So I'm not stating it as a definitive fact. But when you teach kids that they have to be good to get a gift, that's not